went through, so did we whenever we was out on the farm.
Can you tell me about how y'all would kill them and clean them and that sort of thing?
Well, they just, you had to scald them when you killed them, and scald them and pulled all that hair off them. You scraped all that hair, and then you hung them up. You took the entrails out and cut them up, cut the hams and the shoulders. Not the shoulders, the hams. It was shoulders, ham and the shoulder, and then that left you the sides. And then if you wanted to cure it, which you had to, you kept it. You packed it down in salt. It had to be done, and when it was real cold weather, because you didn't have cold storage bags.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
You throw a little dry. Well, did y'all make anything from the entrails of the hog ever?
Oh yeah, that we made the little entrails and made sausage with that. You didn't make sausage, but you stuffed your sausage in them after you'd washed them. Of course, you washed them good. A lot of people, well, most everybody, liked to take all the entrails and the maw and all the inside and cook it and make chitlins out of it. You know, after it was cooked, they called it chitlins.
Yeah.
But I never did like chitlins. My dad either. But but that's the way they made the sausage. They'd take them off. Little entrails and wash them and then scrape them good. And you didn't have nothing left. It just looked like a thin tissue paper. And you grind up all your meat, scraps of meat that you had, and make sausage. Or if you wanted more sausage, we used to take a lot of our shoulders and grind it into sausage. But we'd salt that down till it, and let it stay packed up until it taken salt good. And then you'd take it out and hang it up and smoke it with a hickory wood until it dried out, cured out, and then they'd keep all the year right there, hanging right there in the smokehouse.
Cold. I mean, for example, your milk or things like that.
Well, you had. Now, I don't remember how Mama kept her. I don't think she kept it cold, except when you milked, it was strained, and she had a little safe. That's what they called them. It was a safe. This thing was. Had screens on the sides and in the doors. And of course she put it out, she kept hers on the back porch, which was shady most all the time. But it would soon sour, and then you'd clabber. But then you let your milk clabber, and you'd skim that cream and rise to the top. You take that cream off and churn it, or else you just, if you wanted buttermilk, wanted all of it into buttermilk, you just, even whenever you milked, you could just strain it and put it into your churn and let it clabber and churn it when it, you had to wait till it clabbered though before you could churn it. You know how it looks when it clabbers, don't you?
Yeah.
And